I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by Iowa Falls Alden co-head volleyball coach Nikki Allen as we talk about the upcoming 2025 season. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. First season as head coach here, of course, as we mentioned, co-head coach. But tell me a little bit about taking over this position. I understand you've coached volleyball at several different levels here at Iowa Falls Alden over the years, but first time taking the head role on varsity here this year.
Yeah, so I mean, we just kind of had an unusual situation where late in the season, like or late in the spring, they were looking for a coach, and we still needed an assistant coach as well. So they kind of just approached me, knowing that I've coached, lots of years, and my daughter's a senior, so I'm very invested in the program and graduated from Iowa Falls Alden, so volleyball just has that special place in my heart in our program. So yes, then I reached out to Tammy Merklin, who we've coached together for years, and kind of together we decided that we would at least agree to like interim coaches for 1 year.
Very nice. So, I'll talk about some personnel specifically here in a sec, but just big picture wise, here we are a couple weeks into practices. What do you like about what you've seen from the team so far? Maybe some of the most important things you guys have kind of been able to get ironed out. What's the early portion of the season been like for you guys here with practices?
Yeah, the girls have been working extremely hard. So I think the thing we're the most proud of is that they have shown up every day and they give us 100% effort. And one of the big key components that we're trying to work on this year is that sense of teamwork and unity and having confidence in themselves, bringing the love of volleyball back into the gym. So yeah, we can't say enough about how they've been showing up, and they have different goals this year, and you can tell when they're in the practice room. So the intensity level's there, the focus is there. And we've talked a lot about just the things we can control. And if we can do those things well every night, then the wins will start to come.
So when it comes to some personnel, you got several returning starters from last year's team, including your top three hitters, including Carly Daigle, Leah Allen, and Tessa Lorenz Newman, and then of course setter Elodie England back as well. So obviously four big ones right there that kind of helped lead the charge last year. When it comes to some of those returning starters, what have you seen from them here so far? Obviously another year of experience under their belts, making things run more smoothly, in practice, I imagine.
Yeah, we have great leadership from all four of those players right now. And so I think the biggest thing is we've got those returners that have the goal and the vision of, big things this season. And then we've filled in with a lot of sophomores, but these sophomores know how to compete and they've experienced winning. And so them bringing that to the team has just created a different sense of like, what their potential, reaching their potential, and the goals they've set, I believe, are very achievable for them. So,
And then on the flip side of that, what are kind of the biggest question marks as far as some of the personnel right now that you're still kind of trying to iron out?
well, we still don't have a lot of height. And so we're going to look at that though as like an advantage for us that we have multiple hitters that can play multiple spots. So we're not going to necessarily define like, hey, you're only hitting outside, you're only hitting right side. Like in the moment, these players know we might be like, hey, you're switching in the front row because it's not working, or and we have girls that are willing to take that on and be flexible with it. And so that is something that we're working through. I would say we have five strong spots filled for hitters, and we're kind of trying to fill that sixth spot. We also are battling a few injuries and things like that. So that spots kind of keep shifting. So once we can get consistent with that, I think it'll help.
And when it comes to getting things rolling with the season here. The first part of the schedule, I know we've had a few scrimmages here as well, but on the road to South Hardin here to get the season officially started, your first official match. Obviously taking on a state tournament team from last year, a triangular with AGWSR and South Tama before you get into conference play with Clarion Goldfield Dawes the following week. So just kind of want to get your take on this first part of the schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I think South Hardin, obviously, they've had a strong program. They had a lot of seniors, so I know they have, a different team, a younger team, a new coach. So also maybe some similarities of things that we have experienced. So I know though they have solid players. So we're not going to be able to just go in there and think, well, they lost everybody. But I do think it's going to be a good match. And I hope that our girls can go in with the confidence that I've seen them play with and really battle. Like that's our goal, battle. I mean, I would like to believe that it could be a winnable game for us.
And big picture, this program has had looking back here, four straight losing seasons. But if you guys are to, turn that around this year, what are going to be the biggest objectives? What are the most important things that have to happen to, kind of turn this thing around, get the program moving in the right direction?
I mean, I think first of all is just the culture in the gym, which they've done a great job with. And I feel like they've bought in and that's good. Then, like, we kind of have three main goals every match. And one of those is like 90% serving, because that's something we can control. Our effort and energy, again, something we can control, and communication. So, if we can do those things well, then we have the volleyball skills with our girls, and then those wins will start to come once they have that confidence. But what we've observed so far is that when their energy is up, like, we're doing well. And so we just have to maintain that throughout matches. We've also talked a lot about not getting behind in a match. That has been something the last few years that has tended to happen. Like, they go out on the court and they're not quite ready to play. So not getting down right away, and then always working back, and then like not letting big runs happen in the middle of a match, 5 to 7 points. Like, we can't afford to do that.
All right, just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts about your program you'd like to share before we wrap up?
We just would love the support this year. Our goal is to pack that gym and bring that cadet spirit back. And we're looking forward to a really fun, great season.
All right, that's Iowa Falls Alden co-head volleyball coach Nikki Allen joining me here on Radio On the Go Sports. Appreciate the time today and looking forward to catching you guys in action here this year.
All right, thank you.